From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Hi, and welcome to So You Think You Can Dance, the podcast on NewsOK.com. I'm Yvette Walker with The Oklahoman, and with me in the studio today is Lisa Potts with the Oklahoma Press Association. Hi.
Hello again.
I don't know why I'm stumbling over that. Hi there. Well, we're here to talk about the results show of basically the top 10 being whittled down to the top 8.
Yes.
And we're getting closer and closer.
Can you believe the finale is in 2 weeks?
Well, I was just going to say, faster than I've ever seen. I mean, we had an unusual show anyway because we had season 5 quickly followed by season 6. And now we have season 6, which is just about to end. But, of course, everyone's kind of twittering about the fact that they don't want to have the final show the day before Christmas or the day
that
before Christmas
sense.
Eve.
Of course.
So that does make sense. So that what that means is they're going to have 6 dancers in the finale, which we've never seen before.
True.
Which I think is a little strange.
Really?
I mean, when I want a finale, I want us to have voted down.
Yeah.
And we really won't have voted down enough. But we will have 6 really strong dancers.
Yeah, it's only the difference of 6 versus 4. And honestly, if I had to think of who my girls would be, who my guys would be in that top 6, you know, those last 2 to be kicked out if you were going to a top 4, I don't know that I would want to make that decision. So I'm sort of glad, personally.
Well, of course, that means we'll have 3 boys and 3 girls.
Yes.
And I don't know. I mean, we'll see. I mean, it's going to happen no matter what we think, but I think it'll be an interesting dynamic. And I wonder if it will somehow affect next week's voting, because perhaps people that might have given whomever a bit of a chance, now that they know that this is their last chance for them to vote before finale, maybe people will be more cutthroat. Maybe people will vote more. Maybe they won't vote as much. I don't know. But I wonder if it will affect it somehow.
I don't know. I really don't. I really don't. I am curious, though, in terms of the guys, whether Ryan or Legacy will make it into that finale.
Well, let's talk about the folks that are left, because we are down to 8. We had a perhaps not too surprising elimination. But let's go ahead and talk about who made it into the bottom 4.
Okay. So we'll talk about the bottom 2 couples, perhaps.
That's right.
So first there was Catherine and Nathan, who had a Broadway number and a rumba number. And I don't know about you, but I didn't particularly care for either one of them. I didn't think they were memorable, the 2 routines. And I think Catherine deserves to make it to the finale, personally.
I do too.
I think she is in the top 6, the top 3 females. And so I was kind of sad to see her in the bottom 4. But, you know, the rumba didn't really look like a rumba to me. And I think the judges commented on that as well. And then the Broadway was so old style that I really didn't imagine people would vote for that.
You know, I think that if these dances had happened earlier in the season, people would have not had an issue with it. But this late in the season, and because we're going to end it so quickly,
and because all of the dancers are really very good this year.
That's right.
This
I
top
think
10.
That we're being picky. You know, people said that season 6 was going to blow season 5 out of the water. And in some cases, in some instances, that has not been true. But in others, certainly our expectations have risen. Absolutely. I think that the Broadway number, listen, I've seen some bad Broadway numbers. I didn't think this was a bad Broadway number. It wasn't, and it wasn't super memorable, but it was memorable to me. I think she did a great job. I think this is the only dance other than his solos where I've seen him have some character.
Oh, that's very true.
That made it memorable for me.
I thought there was a lot of maturity in there for Nathan. I thought he really evolved this week by
having
Catherine as a partner. And remember, Legacy had Catherine as a partner for 5 weeks.
That's
and I
true.
Have no doubt that that helped him tremendously because she was able to help him learn technique and everything. So I thought they made a pretty good couple. They didn't have quite enough chemistry.
No, that's true.
But I, you know, there wasn't a powerhouse contemporary number for them, or I just didn't think either routine was very memorable, and they both suffered for it.
And as far as the rumba, I didn't think he did that bad.
Oh, neither one of them.
You know,
no.
So I guess, you know, but again, our expectations are so high now that even that hurt them.
Right.
And then our next couple?
And then the other couple that was in the bottom was Noel and Ryan. What do you think of the hip-hop number by Nappy Tabs?
Well, I love nappy tabs, but it wasn't my favorite.
No, definitely not me either. I don't know. It wasn't funky enough. I didn't think Ryan and Noel really got into it.
Sometimes their hip hop numbers have a little pop in them.
Yes.
And so I guess it wasn't, when I watched it, that wasn't unusual to me because they're not hardcore hip hop by any means.
Did it seem like a watered down hip hop though? There really didn't seem to be much challenge. There was so much character and moving around the desk.
Yes.
That there really wasn't too much funky hip hop choreography in there.
No. This was a case perhaps where the desk, you know, the prop took over. You know, we've seen some great dances with props like the bench, but maybe in this case it hurt them.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Well, and I have a feeling. I don't know. I don't think Noelle had that many fans. Obviously, she got voted off, but who was it she was paired with before? Russell, right?
Yeah, right.
I think she's been carried through the last 5 weeks by being paired with Russell.
Okay, interesting.
So, and then their other one was the waltz, which they were beautiful, mm-hmm. and it was beautifully choreographed, very flowing, but that's not something people usually vote for.
And that was the last dance. And, mm-hmm. you know, the judges have made a comment. In fact, they commented this week of some of the folks that the last dance you get is the dance that people remember
That's
you by.
That's the memorable one.
Now it didn't hurt Legacy because I think Nigel, who really did not like that number, said...
Oh, I didn't like it either.
Well, I didn't either. But, I mean, he pointed out, he was like, I'm sorry you had to end on this one. But it didn't hurt them in the end.
Right. Mm-hmm. The one by Dave Scott. Terrible routine, terrible costumes. They were just hurt all over the board.
Let me just point out that, and maybe it's because Adam is on board, but the judges are not afraid to diss the choreographers this season.
I
have
know.
Seen that more this season than any other season. They diss Dave. They diss, the other black woman choreographer. I can't remember her name.
Lori Ann.
They
deserved it.
Yes. and someone else they have been really mild on. And
yeah.
I'm like, wow, finally.
Yeah.
They're, you know, because it's not the dancer's fault if it's jacked up choreography.
Exactly. And that's what Nigel said. I mean, last week, he even had to cut himself off with one of Lori Ann's routines because he was just saying, I didn't feel it between the two of you, blah, 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 and I better just stop there.
Yeah.
Because I think he would have gone off on Lori Ann and said, that was terrible.
But, you know,
And he said this time how disappointed he was in Dave Scott's routine.
I don't know. I mean, it's then they cut back to the audience and you see them sitting there and they're like, well... You know that can't be, you know, helping them.
Yeah.
So.
But you know what? Sometimes choreographers deserve that.
Yeah, that's true.
If you want so much praise and you're on national television, mm-hmm. when you have a great routine, you get a lot of praise. They adore you for it.
That's
but
right.
when you have a bad routine, you deserve to be criticized
I
for
agree.
It.
I agree.
Especially when Dave Scott hasn't been on the show very much this season at
that's
all.
That's right. That's right. But he has had a couple of ones that I've liked.
Okay. But see, I don't even remember. I don't remember which one's which. It seems like we see a lot of nappy taps, but we haven't seen very much of him this year.
No, we haven't. And only one Shane, and probably we're not going to see Shane anymore
because
he consistently has bad choreography.
Well, and he's been busy with Dreamgirls on Broadway.
Okay.
So I think he's all
and
of
when
his
I say
time
bad choreography, I mean in this particular
We were disappointed
arena.
In it last season.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
sure. Yeah.
So now, what do you think about Legacy?
What do I think about Legacy? In the contemporary number that they had first, it was very different. It was mm-hmm. very hard. They were jumping all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that really came in handy for him because it did not require a lot of technique. If you look at his legs and his feet, and I really didn't see any technique in him jumping around.
I didn't like it.
Really?
I didn't like the choreography. Nigel liked it, mm-hmm. but they made a point of saying this is very difficult, blah,
yeah.
blah, blah. And I'm glad they pointed that out because to me, it was just a bunch of jumping. I didn't
yeah,
like it.
It was just a bunch of jumping.
It was a bunch of jumping. I didn't like it at all.
Just a whole lot of tricks.
Yes.
No storyline.
No.
Yeah. So it was different.
It wasn't a style that I prefer. Let's put it like that.
It was nice to see Ashley be able to do it, though.
That's true.
I thought Ashley did a really nice job
with
it. Yes,
she kept up. That's right.
And Legacy, he just didn't have to have much technique. So it's sort mm-hmm. of like it was the B-boy version of contemporary.
That's true. Yeah. There you go. You coined a new phrase.
B-boy contemporary.
And what was the last one that they did?
Ashley and Legacy?
Uh-huh.
Oh, they had that terrible hip-hop number by Dave.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Let's see. So Molly and Russell, I thought they did pretty good. Honestly, I was hoping Molly would be in the bottom two.
I'm sorry. Her, and you know what? And you pay attention to technique more than I do. But her feet and legs were just like going all over the place. And then when she jumps, when she does a leap, when she hits that ground, it's like not very graceful. It's thud. It comes down. She needs a little bit more practice.
Yeah.
And I really like Russell. So I don't want
Russell.
Her to. But at this point, they're just voting for individual people. So
right.
It's okay.
And they won't be grouped together again next week.
True.
They'll
be
separated.
Yeah.
I thought, speaking of Russell, how about that solo of his?
Oh,
my gosh.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't be too terribly disappointed if he won.
When he did that backflip, that thing where he kind of, it wasn't really a backflip, but it was a back somersault.
Uh-huh.
And then he just kind of stood up.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Just the way he hits it,
the
so hard
yes,
and mean.
Yes,
and
it is.
It's amazing to see a crumper doing some great crump work. And we're not just seeing a contemporary dancer trying to do crump.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's so fun.
And I know there are some people who get sick of hearing, so what is a crumper? But here's the thing. The style, the crumping style, which, listen, I'm no expert. I cannot do it. But the crumping style is so far apart from any other style they expect you to do. You know, it's like learning to be fluent in French if you speak Greek. And you got to do it in 3 days. I mean, really. I mean, that's just, so I think that's why they always focus so much on the fact that he's a crumper. And he's so good in his own style, yet he's picked up these other styles as well.
And so,
and that's why I think that Legacy, it'll be kind of between him and Legacy as far as that little thing is concerned.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
And I think Russell is way more talented at picking up the other styles than Legacy is, even though I very much like Legacy.
Right. I do too. But I'm not sure if it were, you know, the top four, I would say Legacy needs to go and Russell needs to be the one there. I mean, Russell has been consistent every single week. Legacy sometimes struggles.
Yeah. The only bobble that I think Russell had was a waltz of some kind of a slower dance, and it was several weeks ago. That's the only thing I think he's bobbled a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about top guys.
Mm.
Certainly Russell.
Yes.
Certainly Jacob.
Oh, yes.
As much as people complain about his technique, it's beautiful. Who doesn't want to watch that technique?
Jacob?
Yeah.
How can you complain about Jacob's technique?
Lots of people online are chattering about how they're sick of seeing him turn and jump and how people are building too many of those into the choreography.
Okay.
Well, yeah, because it's beautiful.
In fact, if you saw Tice's group number, it was obvious Tice put Jacob in a starring role.
Yes.
And I did think that was a little bit unfair.
Yeah.
You know, there
but
was jump
it,
here,
but
jump
they've
there.
Done it to Russell before, too. Russell has been in a starring role in some of the group
sure.
dances.
Sure, sure. So I would have liked it a little bit if some of the other contemporary dancers had gotten to show off the way Jacob did last night. But, oh, well.
Okay, so we said we like Jacob. We like Russell. What about what
Legacy versus Ryan? Honestly, it's a toss up. I'm fine either way.
Yeah.
You know, neither one of them deserve to win. I don't think either one will win.
That's true.
So I don't care which one makes it into the top six. They're both great for different reasons.
That I agree. I'm kind of lukewarm. I mean, not lukewarm, but I'd be happy with either one.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be interesting to see if Ryan makes it because it's interesting to see if Ashley makes it. And it'll be you know, unusual and different to have a couple. So let's talk about the top girls. So, of course, I think Catherine needs to be in there. Eleanor, of course. Love Eleanor.
Right.
So, and then between Molly and Ashley, it's got to be Ashley.
It's got to be Ashley.
Right.
It's got to be.
Right. So that's our top six. No, that's our top three women.
Mm-hmm.
I just think the dynamic is interesting if you have the husband and wife in it.
I agree. That is a really interesting
it's
dynamic.
It's never happened before.
Yeah.
So that's why I think maybe Ryan will move through and Legacy won't, but we'll have to see.
Well, it would be nice to see two ballroom dancers in the top six, you know, even if they are husband and wife.
Right.
That would be really nice to see. I think it will all come down to what routines Ryan and Legacy get this next week, as well as Molly. I really hope that Jacob and Catherine are grouped together so that people that might not see how great Catherine is will vote for her instead of Molly. so I would not be surprised to see Catherine and Jacob put together. I'm not sure what other pairings we'll see, but it will all come down to what their routines are there this next week and how well they do.
And will the judges, first of, I mean, I guess, okay, I guess I have a couple, several questions. Who picks the choreographers for a particular week? They pick their own choreography, of course, but who picks choreographers? So I would think that these last 2 weeks, somebody would err on the side of going to the go-to choreographers. Mm-hmm. The Mandy Moore. Love her. I don't think Mia has actually said that she would choreograph in the future, but she's not in here at all.
Right.
So the Mandy Moores, the Nappy Tabs, the lady with the mohawk.
Stacey Tukey, Sonya.
Yeah, I love Stacey Tukey.
I would love to see Sonya. Something by
Stacey. Sonya has had some... she's had some incredible work
between
this
week and last week. Mm-hmm. Just some amazing routines.
Amazing
and
work.
I'm so happy for her.
I am too. Because the first time she appeared, her dances were like a little out of the box,
but on
the weird side.
Hit and
but
miss.
She has been hitting it.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm wondering if people will say, okay, we want to slot these people for these next 2 weeks because we want the best.
Yeah. Will the producers do that? That's always a big question.
I don't know.
Will they set up Jacob and Catherine as a couple and give them an awesome contemporary number to try and make it a shoe-in for them?
Will they allow Ashley to dance with Ryan?
Oh.
That could be interesting.
Who will be paired together there, huh?
I mean, and maybe that's another reason why they wanted to stop at 6. Because if they stopped at 4, they'd have to dance together.
It would be kind of fun to see the two of them together, but
not
doing
in
a ballroom.
Style. Yeah, that
no
would be
ballroom
interesting.
Ballroom choreography.
Okay, last question. Who will win? No. Who do you want to win and who will win?
Oh, man, that's hard to call right now. Oh,
well, who do you want to win?
Jacob. I really do.
Yeah.
You know, just because he is such an amazing dancer.
He really is.
And his technique, we have not seen a dancer like that in a long time.
That's true.
Especially on this show.
And that's why it would have been so interesting if Billy Bell were still on the show. Because those two would be kind of rivals.
I would have liked to have seen a little bit more from Billy Bell to be able to say he was Jacob's quality.
Okay, all right.
I'm not certain. I haven't seen enough. I mean, okay. We only saw the opening thing and his auditions and things like that. But
I know, but that was amazing.
I know. It was really amazing.
But who knows if he would have grown as much as... Although they're saying Jacob hasn't grown as much.
I'd be fine with Russell winning. Mm-hmm. I don't know that he will. In those other styles, once you get into these last couple of weeks, will he be able to keep it up? I don't know.
Well, here's one reason why I think Russell may have the fan base, because I question that too, is because he was paired with Noelle.
Yes.
All those weeks, and I don't know that she had much of a fan base.
True.
And they were winning. I mean, they weren't winning, but they were
getting through every week, never in the bottom.
So I don't know.
True.
I really like Russell. My favorites have been guys for the last several seasons. I'd like to say that I really want a girl, but I really like Russell and I really like Jacob.
Yeah, I think they're the stars.
I think they are.
Eleanor's individual choreography.
Oh, wait a minute. Eleanor. How could I forget her?
Her solos are quirky. They're fun.
I would be happy with Eleanor if she won.
But I don't think she will.
And I don't mean to say that she wasn't memorable. She is. I just was. I wasn't thinking about the top girl. I was thinking about
these guys.
So I really like her a lot.
You know, one thing I want to mention before we go is people keep talking about how Molly's only 18 and this and that. Well, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't Janine like 19?
Yeah, I don't
and
think
Janine
age has anything to do with it.
Such a more mature dancer than
Much
Molly
more,
is.
Much more, that's true.
So that's why I started out liking Molly and her bubbly, quirky personality, but she got old real fast.
That's
I
true.
Have not been impressed that's at true. All ever since the show started.
Yeah.
So...
If I had to pick between a girl and a boy that I really want to win, I'd say Eleanor or Russell.
Mm.
As much as I like Jacob.
Yeah?
Yeah. So we'll see.
Okay.
I don't know. I have no idea who will win, though. So, all right. Well, we've gone on long again, but there's just always so much to talk about. Listeners, thanks for sticking with us. Only two more shows.
Yes.
So we'll see. Well, you know, next week we'll be down to the top six. And then, now are we seeing, but it's 2 weeks, right? It's 2 weeks. It's two
uh-huh.
more.
Yeah.
Weeks of shows, not two
yes.
more shows. Okay.
No, two more
okay.
weeks.
All right. So we've got two more weeks and two more podcasts. And
yay.
Then we'll finally get a little bit of a break. So, all right. Well, thanks for sticking with us. We'll see how this all plays out. Talk to you later.